want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is truck stops. A big rig was somewhere to the west of me lumbering through the distance, sonically marking its efforts with the calisthenic rhythmic moans of its job to haul freight to some appointed factory dock elsewhere in America. The pitch of its sound starting with the crunching, metal-thudding wrench of the gearbox, and then ascending under the ability of each gear to take it a little greater speed until the trucker took her up yet one more gear. I've ridden in 18-wheelers, but even more, I've heard the roar of them passing me by as I hitchhiked from one American two-lane highway to a faster but bleaker expressway. The wind gushed past me with a force often strong enough to push me backward several feet, my eyes stung from the assault of 100 highway cinders pelting my shivering skin, my resolve to get a ride deepening, my hunger gnawing at me. There had to be a truck stop somewhere up the road. The road can be a lonely place, and one of the few respites on a journey is the one you find when you pull into the parking lot of a truck stop, noting its success by how many semis are parked outside. You enter the theater of a great truck stop. The vivid departure of the road's monotony is electrified in an aural, visual, scented, and beckoning world. The jargon of a truck stop menu is what I long to read. The retro reassurance of honest cooking is what I dream to find. When you come off the road and drag your knapsack to a counter seat or a booth and look at the menu and read words like waffles, hash browns, Denver omelets, Texas toast, chili con carne, patty melts, cheese steaks, country ham, stack of pancakes, barbecued pulled pork, hot fudge sundaes, and banana cream pie, your heart does a little dance. The smell of the food wraps you up like a hug, and the world of waiting for a ride in the rain fades away. If you are in one of the kind of places that has a jukebox, you take the little bit of change and jam that sucker to make sure no one screws up your precious interlude with some teeny bopper music. You select some Charlie Pride or Charlie Rich or Johnny Cash tunes and sit down and wait for the avalanche of caloric salvation that is coming your way, and you smile. Though I've not been to the 21st century version of one, I've read about it in Iowa that boasts amenities such as private showers, a barber shop, a dentist's office, I'm not making this up, a 60-seat movie theater, a dog wash, and a chiropractor. There are 300 seats in that place. It's open 24 hours a day and even has a salad bar with 50 feet of food. The buffet serves hearty American fare, which takes care of about 750 guests who visit each day. This is too large for my fantasy truck stop. You must think about taking a road trip again one day. I urge you to avoid the interstates this time and taste the rural flavors of our country before they are broken by the chains of fast food. Have the blue plate special. Play the jukebox. If I do, this time I won't be hitchhiking. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
If you got a bop, pull over and stop and do the truck stop.